All right. Thank you for the music and everything, and thank you for being here this morning. Before we get started, we gave for a Christmas gift for Jesus a month ago to get a bus, and I believe we found one at a good price, big bus too, so thank you for your giving for that. It's a little more than what we paid a few years ago when we got our four new buses during COVID, but we're thankful for that. And if you would, we need to get another van, a wheelchair van. So I don't know if we have enough right now for that, but we're putting away. But pray about that maybe God would provide that for us as well. Today is I Love My Church Sunday. Yeah. Also, Valentine's Day is coming up. I should have wore red. My wife's like, how come you didn't wear red? It's like, well, there's one reason I didn't wear red, because I'm a man. And just kidding, I could have wore a tie. So she doesn't tell me what to do. She just suggests, and I always follow her suggestions, all right? So we're gonna look. Today is a different type message. We are looking at our theme. We have been on Sunday mornings leveling up and trying to just, in our Christians' lives and in everything we do and in our church and what we're doing for the Lord, we want to do more. And I don't mean that you're not doing enough. I don't mean that. I mean, I want us to be effective, and I want us to do what we can for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't ever want us to be comfortable with where we're at. I don't think as in any area of your life, by the way, you ought to get comfortable. I think you ought to be comfortable in your marriage. I mean, you know what I'm saying. It always ought to be, are we making it better? Are we going forward? And I think that's true of everything. And so with that in mind, today we're going to just talk. And it's very practical. It's not earth-shattering, a lot of information. But we're going to talk about leveling up in church membership. I believe in the church. And by the way, God believes in the church too. And so I want us to look at that this morning for just a few minutes. And I hope that you'll receive what I'm going to say. In any organization, particularly a church, there's a difference between someone who's just a visitor and an attender and a member, right? You go to certain places and they have a special parking spot that says for visitors, okay? And we try to have that. It's called the parking lot. And you say, well, what happens when I'm a church member? You park at Blue Line. Now, we need to work on that. It's very important, by the way. We have to have parking. You say, well, what if I'm just a casual attender? You can park at Blue Line, too. That'd be fine. We have a nice shuttle bus. It's actually it's a Ford. I get it, but it still runs. But there's a difference between how we see things, right? A visitor is someone, and I don't like to call them visitors. I like to call you guest. Is someone that, this isn't your church. You got an invitation. Someone invited you and you came. There's no commitment there. The only investment is you show up on a Sunday to see what we're all about. An attender is someone who shows up more than that. There's a little bit of investment. They may not come every week, but they're coming every now and then. But a member is someone who's there. They're all in. This is my church. By the way, I went through all three. When I was I got saved and I wasn't going to church or serving the Lord. It took me a little bit of a while, but during those couple years, every now and then, someone would invite me to go to church. My Pastor Esposito invited me a couple times, and then my brother was going. He was here a few weeks ago for the funeral, and he invited me a couple times. I went with him. But that's it. I wasn't really, you know, into the church. I just went because I was invited, and I just wanted to go. But then after a while, I decided I wanted to get serious about my faith, and so I started going to church, and I went on Sunday mornings. I'm just going to go on Sunday morning. I went for about 4 weeks. I was an attender. And then after about 4 weeks, as I kind of thinking about my life, I thought, you know what? I need to either take the faith seriously, or I need to just bail out. I don't want to be halfway in, halfway out. And I made the decision, I'm all in. And that church was going to be my church, and I went to everything, and I started getting involved in some of the things I'll talk about today. But I am all for church. So we look at Romans chapter number 12. This is another epistle with Paul, and as I've mentioned over and over, Paul typically If you look at his epistles, you can kind of outline them generally this way. He talks about doctrine or beliefs at the beginning of the book, and somewhere along the line, now he applies it, but somewhere along the line, then he switches to the practical aspect of it. Because what you believe will always dictate how you behave. He says, here's what the Bible teaches, here's what it says, and then he starts saying, hey, it should ought to make a difference in your life. By the way, that's what an invitation is, yep. Right? When we have church, at the end of church, we have the piano play, and if God spoke to you about something, you can come up and pray. Because when I hear a message, I want to hear something that's like, hey, do you need to adjust something, Steve? Do you need to make a little change here? Do you need to, like, you know, you've been kind of floating a little bit. Let's get this thing going. I believe in that. Why just teach something if we're not teaching it to make a difference, right? And so that's what he's doing here. When we get to chapter 12, Paul's starting to deal with some relationships. You know the verses very well in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. We won't go over them. He talks about our relationship with God and how we make a commitment with him. At the end of the chapter, the verses we did not read, but Daniel did, he talks about the relationship that we should have with those who maybe, I don't want to use the term enemy, although you could, who maybe are against who you are because of your spiritual beliefs and how we're supposed to treat people correctly, regardless of whether they disagree with us or not. By the way, that'd be really good for our country. In the middle part, he talks about our relationship with the church, and that's what I want to focus on today. He says a few things. I'm going to read a few of these verses, and then we're going to switch to some other verses here. Look at verse number 3. He says, for I say that through the grace given unto me, now this is after he talks about our relationship with God, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly that he ought to think, but to think soberly, seriously, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now he's going to start talking about church, but he's first saying, like, hey, don't think too highly of yourself. You say, Pastor, that's not me. Sure it is. It's all of us. We all have a higher estimation of ourselves than we really should. Amen? We know that. And so, and it's going to get to the context because we need the church. I've heard people that say, I don't need church, I just need Jesus. And I would say one of two things to them. Number one, first, read your Bible. Bible talks about church. And secondly, you don't only need the church needs you. We need each other. And so it's very, very important. There are no, you know, well, I'll get to that in a minute. Look at verse number 4. He says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many, different people, we're different, are one body of in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Now, if we look at some of these verses, you're going to see the word member quite often. Member means to be part of the body. You see, as a church, we are part of a body. We are all different, but we are all needed. We ought to be together. Every Christian needs a church. Well, you know, Pastor, I don't need a church. I'll be okay on your own. The Bible disagrees with that. We need church. One of the greatest things in my life is when I got connected to a church, when I started going to church. It was just a blessing to be with people that love God and believe the same things and the encouragement we had to serve the Lord together and do things together. We need that today. You're not going to get that outside the walls. And I don't mean that to be condemning of our society, although I'll condemn the sin in our society all day long. But they don't know. And without Jesus Christ, you're going to have a hard time having the right kind of love one for another. And so we need to be part of this. Everyone wants to be a member of the church, I believe. Acts chapter 2, verse 41 and 42. This is Pentecost, and thousands were saved. And verse 41 says, and they that gladly received his word were baptized. Baptism is what happens after you're saved. You get saved, and your eternity is settled, and you get in the baptism to let everybody know you've trusted Christ. And it pictures the fact that you were dead in your sin, and you were buried with Christ, and now you're raised to new life with him. But that didn't end there. And it says, in the same day there were added unto them. Unto who? The believers. They didn't just say, thanks for salvation, I'm going my own way. They said, we are now part of this church here in Jerusalem. And then they were faithful. What is church? Church is a called out assembly of believers.
Right.
Now, I want to say this. The church is local. People talk about the invisible church of all believers. No. The church is a called out assembly that meets together in a location. Now, praise God, one day when we're in heaven, we'll all be together.
Yeah.
That'll be the big church. But for today, we all need a local body of believers. People like this invisible church because they don't have to attend. You don't need simple give because you ain't given. Okay? You don't have to serve. Okay? You're just, no. That's sloppy Christianity. You don't realize how important you are to each other. I don't think we know that. We are so important to one another. And we are so important as a team for many reasons. We'll look at some of those today. An integral, key integral part of a believer's life is his church life. You look at our theme verse right there, Colossians 2:10, that you might be worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Do you know you can do all of that in church? I want to walk worthy of God and I want to please him. Together with my brethren in church. I want to be fruitful in every good work. And by the way, let me say this. You can do a work for God, but it is not going to be as effective unless it's done through the church where everybody's working together, we're pulling together, and we're helping together to help others. And increasing in the knowledge of God. That's part of what we want to do. We want to grow. So I want to just, in the few minutes here, and I'm going to go quick, a lot of information, and then I'm going to be very practical this morning, if you'll let me do that. I want us to see three things about the church that'll help us to lever up. What does God say about the church as it is pictured? God says a few things about the church so we understand how important it is. He says the church is the body of Christ. We looked at that in Romans chapter 12 here. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. You know, the church is not a building. Now, I understand that, right? You say, where do I go? I go to Pacific Baptist Church. Where is that? Well, this is where we meet, 3300 Magnolia Avenue. This is our building. This is where we meet. And I'm glad we have a building to meet in. But you know what? The church is us. We're the body of Christ. We are members. And we are all important. And by the way, let me just say this. When a church member is not in their place, it's almost like the church is missing a body part. Right? It's like we're a spiritual amputee. There's something missing there. And God wants us to be together. The church is a spiritual family. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And if you know people, you know sometimes families have issues, and I've known people that they've abandoned their family, and they don't see their family, they don't know their family, they haven't talked in years, and I would encourage people to fix that, but there's nothing you could do about it. But sometimes people do that in a spiritual sense.
Yep.
You know, by the way, if we received him, he's our father. And if I've received him and he's my father, and you've received him and he's your father, and we have the same father, we're related in Christ.
Yeah.
We're a spiritual family. Why are we here? And I'm telling you, we're here to encourage one another. The church is a place of encouragement. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Do you know that we don't know what people are going through? You know that? People walk in here, there's all kinds of people. We say hi to them, you don't know what they're going through. You might be an encouragement. And by the way, if you know what they're going through, you can be a help. That's why we're here. I've had people come sometimes and they've had issues and they're going through something. It's like, you know, and you find out and I'm like, why didn't you say anything? It's like, I don't want to bother you. It's like, it's not a bother. We want to be here. That's why if you're not a member, you come, and I don't, that would have been a strong term, so you come sneaking into church. No, you're fighting for a spot to sit. I know. You come into church and you just leave and you don't know anybody. Do you know there's people that you can be a blessing to? There's people that are going through. And by the way, let me say this. One day it's going to be you. You're going to want someone to pray for you. You know, we have these, when I got in the Filipino class, they put me in the Filipino prayer feed. And I had to turn, just don't get offended, guys. I had to turn the notifications off because I'm getting like, you know, 50 notifications, but I look at it all the time and I love it. Pray for so-and-so today, right? My wife's on there. She'll pray for this and pray for that. That's, isn't that church?
Yep.
Isn't that what church should be?
Yeah.
We ought to encourage one another. And then the church just should be a part of our lives. I mentioned Acts chapter 2 and verse 41 where they joined the church and they were part of it. The next verse says, and they continued steadfastly. We'll look at that verse in a minute. You know, they didn't just say, hey, okay. They're like, I'm in. I'm in this thing, and I'm going to stick it out. You know, God never intended, you know, it's funny, we always say this, right? Pastor used to say it. God never intended for us to be a Lone Ranger Christian. But the Lone Ranger wasn't even by himself. He had Tonto. Right? Tonto didn't count? No, we need each other. So that's the church pictured. What does God say about the church purpose? We try to fulfill these things. And by the way, we can't fulfill them unless all of us are a part of this. And we see this in Acts chapter 2. The Bible says that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. You know what the church purpose is? Teach the Bible. By the way, can I want to rant today for a minute. What's today? Today's a pagan holiday. Pagan holiday. You know what it is? Super Bowl Sunday. Say, are you against football? I'm against the fact that my team's not in. And I like two teams. I had two chances and we still didn't do anything. I'm not, you know, church. I know how it is. I get the emails from all these weird groups. People are doing all kinds of weird things today that is trying to pass for church that has nothing to do but glorify football.
Come on.
Yep. We're not doing that. By the way, that's why we have church on Sunday night. I'm not going to cancel it because of a football game. Unless the Rams play the Chargers, then I will. Okay, just kidding. Yeah. Really? How are the Raiders doing? Okay. Church is important. And it's vitally. Teach the Bible. I'm not going to get up here. Look, churches today, because I saw the videos last year. People, this little website sends me these videos. They're preaching about Taylor Swift. They're preaching about, I'm like, she's not in the Bible. She needs the Bible. Okay? And she needs clothes. That was free. But it's like, people expect the Bible when you come to church. Right? That's what changed my life. When I got in the Bible, it's like, ooh, that hurts. Oh, that helps. And so that's our job. By the way, you know, we need encouragement, but and we do need encouragement, amen?
Amen?
But sometimes we need a kick in the rear.
Amen.
Okay? It's like, ouch, I got that's like, I needed that. Also, we need to provide fellowship. They continued the apostles' doctrine, verse 42 of Acts, and fellowship. We need to be together. By the way, fellowship is not friendship.
Yep.
Better. You know what's better about it? It's based on shared beliefs, shared values, shared purpose, shared goals, everything we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can have a deeper kind, and you can use the word friendship, but you know what I'm saying, because we believe the same things. That's what fellowship is. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with having a good time together. I'm not against that. We observe the ordinances and breaking of bread. For that of you, there's two of them, baptism. The other one is the Lord's Supper. We take the Lord's Supper every 3 months. You know why we do that? Because the Bible tells us, don't forget about Jesus.
Yeah.
This do in remembrance of me. Shouldn't we remember Jesus?
Yeah.
Prayers, I already mentioned that. They continued in prayers. I'm glad I have a place when I need someone to pray for me that you can come to and you got someone that says, I'm praying for you. That's encouraging. And by the way, I hope that's not just, you know, just a word salad there. You just say it, and it has no meaning. I hope we pray for one another, and we need that. Now, we got a couple minutes left. I want to get to the nitty-gritty. So if all of that is true, and we're talking about today leveling up in church membership, then what does God say about church participation? What's my responsibility? See, when you go to church, here's how it works. You first start going, and you're getting it, man. You're like, this is great. I'm meeting people. I'm getting the word. I'm doing this. I'm encouraged. I'm strengthened. And it's about you, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's got to take next step. Church really got, I love church, and church really got good for me when I got involved. When I started doing other things, I'm still receiving, but now I'm also able to go over here and do this. And now it's like, this is good. And I've been going to church for a long time now, and I don't regret a minute of it. It's been great in my life, and it's not just some spiritual exercise. So what does the Bible say about church participation? How can I level up as a church member? You ready? Ready or not, here we go. Boom. We should be faithful in attendance. By the way, your church membership is a relationship. Okay? When you attend church, say, oh, I've went to that church, Pacific Baptist Church. Okay? When you're attending every now and then, it's like, you know, I go to this church. But when it's a member, say, oh, that's my church. That's a relationship. And understand this, relationships do not thrive without one key factor, commitment. You gotta have a commitment to it. How do you do that? Be faithful in attendance. You know the verses, and they're still true. I already read about considering one another to provoke unto love and good works, but Hebrews 10:25 still says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Forsaking sounds bad, but when you look at what it means, it's like abandoning. Abandoning is like giving up on somebody. Abandoning is like, I don't care anymore. Let's not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting, encouraging one another, and so much the more, last year's theme, as you see the day approaching. We don't need less church today, we need more. We don't need less, that was weak. We don't need less commitment today, we need more. We need each other more than ever before because, look, the times are not getting better. In our church, we talk about four to flourish. If you don't understand that, let me explain what that is. We believe if you want to flourish in your life, church needs to be a big part of it, and we have four times a week we believe we should get together. That's our Sunday school classes in the morning. By the way, if you've just been attending and you're not part of a Sunday school class, I encourage you to become a part of the class. You've probably been invited by somebody if you've attended here and never been to a class. By the way, service, it's crowded in here. We're just kind of getting here, and we're trying to get in here. And then, you know, by the way, we all go out the same door. You know there's four of them? I don't know if you knew that. But anyhow, everybody goes out that door. But it's like we're just trying to get in here. But, you know, a Sunday school class, smaller group. They have donuts and coffee. Okay? In our class, we have soup. I call it Filipino coffee, right? And so we get to know more people. And then Sunday morning service, that's in here. And Sunday night service. And then Thursday night we have a Bible study. We go through something and together. And so I encourage you, don't have less faithfulness. The easiest thing to miss is church. Now I'm not trying to meddle. Just give me 30 seconds and then don't get upset. I'm like, all of us get sick, right? I haven't been sick in a long time. But man, when I got sick, I was making up for the last 5 years. I was sick all week. But I'm like this, Jesse. If a person is sick on a Sunday, you should be sick that many Mondays, that many Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, because illness doesn't know the week of the... Come on. And people will miss 10 Sundays because they're sick and 2 days of work. I'm like, wait a minute. There's only 52 Sundays, and there is 52 times 5 is 260. And you miss 3 days of work and 10 Sundays. What is that illness? Sundayitis, okay? It's like, and I get it if you have a small... By the way, if you're sick, do me a favor. Stay home. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean you chipped your toenail, all right? I mean, stay home. Get better. I don't want you here. That's what live stream is for. But live stream isn't just because you don't want to get up. But anyhow, next. Also, if we're going to level up in church membership, we should be involved in serving. In Romans chapter 12, and we didn't look at it, verses 6 through 8, he mentions different talents and gifts that God gives us. Do you know God has give all of us a talent?
Amen.
And you use that in your life, and you use that in your business, and you use that in your job, whatever you got. But you know, God wants you to use that to serve him.
Amen.
We have people, you're here, you probably could teach someday.
Come on.
We'll get you a class. You probably can sing. Get in the choir.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, why aren't you in the choir? I've heard myself. I would not do that to you. Okay? I wouldn't do that to the people I stand next to. But look, God's given you talent. Maybe you just want to volunteer to, you know, driving a bus, working on a bus route, working in a rest home.
Yep.
Ladies, taking and I know you don't want to do it, and I don't blame you, but a shot in the nursery. If all the ladies took a shot in the nursery, you wouldn't have to be there very often. And by the way, it helps us. The little three-year-old's going to be a lot more comfortable in a class where they can talk to him at his age level. But there's so many things we can do. And God's given us all a talent. Let's get involved. You are God's gift to the church. As I mentioned before, we should be encouraging one another. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says this, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." You know, someone is having a hard time, you just go up to them and say, "I'm here. Can I have this hard time with you?" And I say this one jokingly, but years ago, 20-something years ago, the early days of the internet, we went to a youth conference. And our kids were staying in a hotel, and that's back when, you know, the internet, you had to plug it into the wall. And so they were in a hotel. These kids didn't even have laptops. But somehow, they charged them for the internet usage. They didn't even have a laptop. It was like $80. And I come to the youth conference, one of our teenage girls is sitting there crying like, "They want me to pay $80, I don't even know what the internet is." And one of our girls came up and saw her crying. She didn't even know what she was crying for. She just came up to her and said, "Hey, stop crying, I'll cry for you." And she started crying. Like, you don't even know what she's crying about. It doesn't matter, they had a good time. I'm like, "I'll talk to the hotel. You guys just have a good time crying over here." But you know, sometimes someone needs to come and say, "Hey, I'm praying for you, but it's like, what do you need us to do?"
Amen.
What do you need us to do? Bear that burden. We need to encourage one. By the way, I'll say this. If you're not part of the church, it's kind of hard to do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, you knew I was going to get to this one. This is because I'm a pastor. We should financially support. Now, we understand. I'm not going to talk about tithing. We already understand that. But the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians as well, "Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give." And he tells us later we should give as God has prospered us, percentage of what he's given us, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. I love the way people interpret this verse. Well, God says you don't give grudgingly or of necessity. So I'm not going to give because there's a need, and I'm not going to give because it would be grudging. God's not saying that you can opt out. That's like saying, you know what, God says I shouldn't be an adulterer, but I can't do that without being grudging. I can't do that without being cheerful, so it's okay to be an adulterer. Come on now. He's saying have the right attitude. You know why? Because we know what it's going to. It's going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference in our community, to be a light. Stuff costs money. You know, we give people tracts, invitations to church. We don't say, "Hey, come to church," and we grab a napkin and draw a church stick figure. And like, here, that's what a church kind of looks like. We give them an invitation. By the way, the buses cost money.
Yep.
Gas.
Yep.
Hopefully that goes down, okay? But, everything. Why? Because we're trying to do something in this world. And so let's make a difference. And it takes financial. I remember this, and I'll be done. Pastor, I don't know if you remember, Pastor, when we were on Pacific, we were looking for Sunday school space, and down the street was a Elks Lodge. Pastor's like, "Let's go down there. I'm going to see if they'll rent space to us." So we walked down there, and we're talking to the guy, and he's showing Pastor around, and I'm just nosy. I'm looking around. And they had a billboard. And it said, Jesse, we couldn't get away with this in church. "The following members are not fulfilling their financial obligations. And it had their names listed. I thought, man, is the bulletin going to be good this week? I said, you know what they are, Danny? They're backslidden bullwinkles. They called them out. Now, we're not calling anybody out. That's between you and God. But you know what they're saying? Hey, this is your Elks Lodge. You have to share in the responsibility. And so let's understand that. Why? There's other things here, and I'm not going to go on, but we have to get the gospel out. It takes resources. When you see someone's life that's reached and changed, it's all worth it. And it's very important. So what's the key here? The key is in our membership as an individual, we need to level up. So where are you maybe struggling in some? By the way, Sunday morning, this is on purpose because we have a lot of new people here. And you're coming and maybe you're thinking about our church. And I don't hide it. If someone is a guest at our church, my goal is for you to come back. Amen. And my goal is for you to like us. Sometimes that part is a struggle. But to like us and to say, you know what? I'm looking for a church. I want this to be my church. But maybe this is your church. Are there areas you need to level up this morning? Because I know this. It's like anything that has to do with spirituality. It only works. The degree to which it works really is level to our commitment level. I just don't really feel it's working for me. Well, where's your commitment level? Well, it's low. That's why. I'm excited about everything that's going on, and I'm a part of everything that's going on, and I'm just fired up. You know why? Because you're in. Yep. And you're leveling up. Where do you need to level up today? If we can for a second, if we could just bow our head and close our eyes just for a minute. Thank you for listening. I had a lot here, and I went fast. I didn't want to keep us long. But I just want to be real practical. I know it's usually a little more in-depth in the Bible, although these were all Bible verses. How's your relationship to the church? And let me say this, and I am sincere when I say this. Well, the first part for sure. I think this is the best church in Long Beach. Yep. I think it's the best church in Southern California. Yep. I think it's the best church in America. But anyhow, that's me. But here's the deal. Being committed to a church is so important that if you said, I don't believe you, Pastor, I don't think this is the best church, I would want you to find that church for your life and become a member. Because you got to. You need it. You need it. And by the way, whatever the church needs you. See, first you come and we have a responsibility as a church, the people that come, and when we become members, now the members have a responsibility to be a part of what's going on here. And so that's the point. Are we a part of it? Are we a part of it? Now let me ask you this. I want two more questions. We'll start the invitation. Here's the first one. The thing that they did first before they became members is they first were born into the family of God. They trusted Christ as their Savior. After that, they got baptized and joined the church. So here's the question. Are you 100% for sure that if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven, or do you have some doubt? You say, well, Pastor, I'm newer here, and I'm not 100% for sure. Then let's get that settled. If you're here this morning, you say, Pastor, I'm not 100% for sure if I were to die to go to heaven. But man, I'd kind of like to understand that. Pastor, would you pray for me with nobody looking around? If you'll just briefly put your hand up and I'll acknowledge it and I'll pray for you. Anybody like that at all? Anybody at all? Here's the next question. You've been coming here. I would encourage you, don't just come, be a member. So, Pastor, what's the requirements for membership? You have to be saved and you have to be scripturally baptized after salvation. Some of you here, maybe you need to become a member this morning. Here's what we're going to do. Let's stand together. But we're going to have an invitation. If God spoke to you about anything, the altar's open. But maybe you need to become a member. Brother Chim's going to be down here and he has a card. If that's you, I want you to come down to the front, get that card, and fill it out. And we will help you with your membership if that's you. You need to make a decision. Piano's going to play. If God spoke to you, why don't you come? Sorry. You can fill that out. And then Brother Chim will be down here. You can turn it in at the information desk. Piano's playing.